Hey guys, welcome back to Magic Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle, and we're talking about positivity. Is that right?
Surprise, I'm pregnant.
Goodbye, everybody. Divorce is happening today.
I'm terrible at titles. I am not good at titles, so it's hard. And I was trying to figure out what to call this, and I didn't know, but I felt like we just did the fighting episode, and I felt like maybe we needed one where we're sort of nice to each other.
To bring us up, like to raise our spirits a little bit?
Well, you know, I think everybody is curious, I think from a man's perspective and a woman's perspective, about the differences of men and women and maybe the double standard of, you know, looks and weight and how hard we are on ourselves. And I have some questions for you as a guy about, you know, from your perspective
I am a guy.
You are a guy.
Yeah.
So I just felt like it might be interesting to talk about, you know, like self-consciousness and confidence.
Okay.
And things that, you know, we don't really know. Like, I don't know how you feel about some of this stuff, you know, as a guy.
We're gonna find out.
But so I had put out I had written something and put it out on Instagram and Facebook, if you follow us on either of those, and if not, go follow us and you'll see it. And it's a side-by-side picture of me, and you know, usually you see the picture on the left of somebody is them, you know, heavier, and then you see the after picture, and you know, it's showing how far they've come and accomplished and how much weight they've lost. And I did the opposite. I put a picture of me out from like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was about to run the New York City Marathon, and I was in like amazing shape. And you know, I'm tiny and I'm fit. And then I put a picture on the right of me recently, and you know, 30 pounds heavier, and you know, I work out, but not as much. And just showing that, like, you know, listen, there's no like before and after picture. Everything is always changing, and we're so hard on ourselves. And, you know, I need to like still enjoy the place that I'm at, even if I'm not as thin. And so many women messaged me and identified with it. And I think it's just a battle that we're all constantly fighting, and I'm kind of sick of fighting it. So, you know, I think we need to delve into that a little bit and figure out why it's such a struggle and why we're so hard on ourselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So let's bring it. Let's just like dive into this, right?
Yeah. Let's
like
dive
just,
in.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you want to start?
Well, I think first of all, one of my questions for you is, do you think there's a double standard for men and women in this area? For, you know, how we're supposed to look and how... I know I did not put it on the sheet. I'm just asking you.
No, you did, but it's out of order. But I can do that.
I'm sorry. I didn't label it.
No,
have labeled everything?
Yeah, I need to know exactly in order what we're
doing.
Wait,
so not only do I have to write up the questions, do the research, or the important research,
yeah,
but you need me to categorize it for you?
Yeah, please, because okay. I can't do this all myself.
Would you like
myself.
Me to type your answers for you also?
All right, so double standards. So I'm answering that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so are there double standards between how women and men... should feel when it comes to appearance and getting older and that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So absolutely. There's totally a double standard, and I get it, like being as a man who doesn't have to do nearly as much as, you know, a woman is expected to or accustomed to, just to pretty themselves up and look a certain way, whether it be for a job interview or for meeting a guy or whatever reason it may be. Yeah, it's easier for a man. But I'm so far out of the realm of both, like all of those scenarios, that it's even hard for me to think about, because I haven't applied for a job. I haven't had to try to impress a woman in a long time. Like, right?
Well, you could try to impress your wife.
I do that.
Right.
But I haven't had to pick up a girl or, you know.
Right. even not having to do that stuff on an everyday basis, it's so, I mean, I still feel like that I have to do so much more than you do.
Well, listen, I'm glad we started on this topic because I actually have a few stats for this.
Mm.
I did research. You ready?
I don't know.
You shouldn't be.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I shouldn't be.
It turns out Egyptian women were the first to wear makeup. But it's
Egyptian women when? Like ancient?
So we're talking like 4000 BC, right?
What did they make makeup out of?
Oh, come on. Yeah, oh. Clay. I don't know.
Okay. Like Encino Man. Okay.
So archaeological.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Evidence shows that Egyptian ladies were dolling themselves up as early as 4000 BC. But this was mainly, or at least in good part, to please the gods, not the men in their weren't tribes. They were, you know, whatever in their, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. But so they, quote, dolled themselves up in makeup as how they felt their appearance was directly related to their spiritual worth. So they were appeasing the gods and wearing makeup so that they could appease the gods.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
No? Not interesting? I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, sure.
No?
Okay.
All right.
It's all right.
Okay, but I think that's changing. I think it's becoming more of a thing for guys where grooming is a big thing today for men.
Okay.
And
but what guys, do you mean grooming?
Grooming meaning like, all right, so guys are taking care of themselves more for their appearance, whether it be grooming, like shaving, you know. Or,
and men have always shaved.
No, not their face, like their backs or their legs or their arms, or it's becoming more and more of a thing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm glad you asked that.
Okay.
Because my next stat is in 2012 – $15.7 billion was spent on male grooming products.
How many was spent on female?
It's unestimated because it's just
beyond. So high.
Yeah.
$15.7 billion.
$15.7
billion. Is that
billion
in America or in the
in
world?
2012. It's probably America.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's estimated to almost double by 2024 for male grooming products.
Mm-hmm.
So men are grooming at a faster rate than ever before. So men are shaving, mm-hmm. you know, hair all over their bodies.
Waxing and wax. More.
No. Shaving's a big thing.
Really? To shave your body as a man?
Like men are caring more about their grooming products, like their hair products and their face products. And mm-hmm. they're trying to make themselves, you know, almost like women do, you mm-hmm. know, to show a better appearance, to make themselves look, whether it be younger or mm-hmm. just better looking or whatever the case
okay.
may be. But male grooming or male
well, yeah, I feel like you get a lot of grooming products.
Yeah, I love
it. You're into
shit.
It.
Sure.
I know. And but do you feel like it does anything?
How would you know otherwise?
Or is it just that it makes you feel good?
I think both.
Okay.
I think it probably works.
You mean it works?
But yeah, it does make you feel good. Like after you shave and you put like a good moisturizer on versus mm-hmm. just like slathering on some like shitty whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. whether it's psychological or not, yeah, it works.
Right.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it might be psychological.
Who
it's
knows?
It's also the smells, you know, what smells good.
Yeah, exactly.
And, right, all that stuff. Yeah.
Listen, man, I glow when I leave the bathroom in the morning.
Yeah, after you've blown your nose in the shower. Beautiful.
No, but I think male grooming is growing significantly, and yes, there's a double standard still. Women have to deal with that on a daily basis way more than men do, but I think this is something that men are catching on to, and we're becoming more aware and realizing that we need to step up our game, I guess, and as far as, well, we call it grooming.
Well, I mean, do you need to step up your game, or are we just getting kind of ridiculous with all of this?
Well, we all need these.
Are we all just buying into some stupid shit that isn't,
well,
you know?
We all have to look good in selfies, so
right.
We need those selfie,
right.
What's it called?
I mean, but in a little bit, you kind of think like, you know, are we getting played? Like,
right.
I think that, you know, I've seen research and like studies done that when you compare cheaper cosmetics to more expensive cosmetics, it's all the same, you know, chemicals in it and stuff in it. And, you know, we're just, you feel like almost more elitist, you know, buying the more expensive kind, or, you know, it's nicer to walk around with the bag or the, you know, the, like the.
Right. I mean, that's anything. I mean, right. I mean, isn't that the same for anything you buy? Like, is a brand name versus
whatever. I think with clothes and stuff that a lot of the better brand made, you know, brand names, it's better made stuff and it fits you better. Yeah, and
I don't agree.
You don't agree because you can wear anything. You could walk into Old Navy, pick out any pair of pants and in your size, and they will look great on you.
Fine.
I have to go to 17 stores.
I purchased shirts from high-end stores, expensive T-shirts, and there's a hole in it like the next day after I wear it.
I'm talking about fit. I'm talking about how it fits. I realize, but I'm just saying quality and fit, whatever you want to call it. I don't agree.
It's all bullshit.
I don't agree. Okay. I think that if you shop at cheaper places, like when I buy stuff from cheaper places, I definitely see it stretches and it. But anyway, I think that the point is that are we just getting to be so ridiculously out there with all of this stuff? And trust me, I mean, it's easy to buy into.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is there something so wrong with trying to look your best and feel your best and, you know, feeling good about yourself?
Do we need to spend billions of dollars on products to do it?
Well, we're not doing that individually. You know, we're spending hundreds of dollars, you know, individually.
No, you're wrong.
Oh my God. Then I don't know what this
I can
cost.
Walk into a Sephora before we go on vacation or something. I don't buy makeup a lot. That's not something. Trust me, there's plenty of things I waste my money on. Makeup happens to not be, like, once in a while I'll go into Sephora or I'll go, you know, to the mall or whatever. And easy, I could spend in one trip, you know, $250, $300. And I'm sure there are women out there doing that once a month. Mm. I mean, and that's not including, you know, when you think about, like, you know, all the shampoos, the conditioners, the hair product, you know, the products, the,
right,
you know, self-tanning stuff, the, oh my God, we're like the waxings, the, you know, it's a lot. So, so we're talking about men. And so it says that as far as plastic surgery goes, that that now the number of men getting plastic surgery has increased 330% since 2000. So that's a lot.
Yeah. So plastic surgery, like Botox. Okay.
So I don't. Yes. Yeah, so okay. So Botox accounts for about 10. So
is that plastic surgery? Botox? That's just an injection.
No. Yeah. I don't think it's plastic surgery, but I think plastic surgeons are the ones who do it. I mean, I think there are different people who can do it.
Yeah, I think you just need a Botox license to inject.
Yeah, but I think mostly like who else is getting a Botox? I mean, I think some dentists maybe do it.
Yeah, we know a dentist who has a Botox license.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I think that for the most part, like you're not walking in to like buy shoes and they're like, you want to go in the back and get some Botox? Like,
not yet.
I'm sure you want to go to someone who is in that field. Sure. You know. So anyway, so 10% of that is Botox. Plastic surgeons are saying that about 20% of their patients now are men. And there's something now called LIT lifts, L-I-T lifts, which are injections men are getting in their face to make their face seem more contoured and chiseled. Like, it's almost like an Instagram filter, like in real life, like making yourself look more chiseled.
Selfie surgery.
Yeah. So, you know, I get that guys go through it too, but would you ever consider Botox? I mean, first of all, you don't need it, so it's like a stupid question, but okay. But
no,
could you fill my drink?
Sure,
thanks.
So to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure even that I know what Botox is or does, so it's hard for me to answer that question. So what what is it? I don't know.
Well, I think Botox is like a filler, and it
like they inject fat into your face or something.
Well, I think it's into like nerve endings.
I don't know.
Doesn't it have to do with nerve endings?
Honestly,
I guess we have to do a little bit more research about that. I don't know. I know that a lot of it, you know, there's lifts, like face lifts and stuff, which literally like pulls your,
like they pull your skin
back. Right. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they pull your skin back, you know, like everyone always talked about Joan Rivers and how she never could smile and she could never, you know, close her eyes all the way. And all
Look, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does for you. For me, listen, if anybody does it and they're happy with it, great. For me, I just think, I guess it's hard for me to say because, like you said, I don't need
it. No, you don't need it. So, you still look young.
I guess it's hard for me to say.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine me wanting to do that, but I guess that's not fair for me to say because, like you're saying, I don't need it. So I can't answer that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I haven't done it yet. There are certain things that I would like to do very much. And, you know, it's also part of it is that I feel like maybe once I do it, am I going to want to keep doing it and doing more? And that's like another commitment. And, you know, it's money and it's time and but at the same time, I don't know, there's part of it that I think to myself, why not? Like, why not?
All right.
So I have both sides of it that number one, you know, I don't know. I have the, do I want my kids to see me, you know, getting this stuff done? And on the other hand, I say to my kids all the time, look, appearances don't judge anybody according to appearances. So that's the other side of it. So
I just don't think it's necessary for you.
Well, I mean, I think if something's going to make you feel better, and maybe it would, but you know, I want the works. I want like the tummy tuck. I want the boob lift. I want the neck done. I want for me, it's almost like, you know, I don't even know where to start. Like, what do I do first? So, So, you know, it's certainly something I think about.
Yeah. Like for what? Like what do you want to do all this for?
You know, you're talking about like taking good care of yourself and whatever. At a certain point, you can do whatever you want, but there's certain things that are not fixable.
Okay, so like, what are you fixing them for?
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit for myself, maybe a little bit for you, maybe a little bit for just, you know, societal expectations. It's, you know, none of it is a good thing to admit, but I'm being honest.
Okay, but is any of that so, like, important that you want to,
no,
like,
that's why I haven't done it yet.
For?
No,
like,
I...
Well, you don't have you haven't done it because...
I haven't done it because, I mean, listen, need is a very subjective thing, you know, like, what, you know, need, do we need, you know, we could have that conversation and go on for hours and hours, but no, I have not done it yet, but it is not something that I'm more concerned about, you know, this fact of us feeling like women, we walk around every day, and I feel like every second of every day we're in some way thinking about how what we're doing is going to affect, you know, ourselves, our weight. Like, it's the whole weight thing drives me insane.
Let's keep going with the questions before we get into
But I'm just saying that to me is more like of what. I'm not worried about the Botox and people doing the plastic. I'm worried more about this fact of that we are so constantly concerned with being, you know, the perfect size, whatever that is. So we'll keep going with the questions.
There's a lot to dive into for that
one. Okay.
All right. Well, so the first question you asked me was that women get self-conscious about body image and wrinkles and, is there anything that guys are self-conscious about?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear because I never hear you like. I mean, maybe sometimes I hear you say stuff.
I'll be honest. Guys don't get together and talk about this. Like, this is not a thing.
Well, guys do it from the opposite. You guys do it from like, dude, my workout today.
What do you mean?
So, like, you're almost like the opposite. Like, we're like, oh, I'm so fat today. I feel so fat. And you're like, yo, I rocked that workout.
Not really.
Oh, come on. When you're a guy friend, right now you're not working out a lot. But when you're like in the midst of like, when you were doing like P90X and stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God. You and your guy friends would get together and it was like, were like snorting testosterone.
Was because we were a community of like getting each other like.
Pumped up. Right, but girls don't do that. We're not like, you know, we don't sit around together and compare workouts.
But on a given day, you know, normally I don't think guys get together and talk about like what are they self-conscious about physically. Right. Like, that's right. not a thing.
No.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No.
So I have to think about, okay, so for me, like, what would I be nervous about or self-conscious about if it was happening to me? Like, guys think about...
No, you don't have... Don't think... You don't even have to go in terms of if it was. Like, I'm saying, do you? Are there ever times where you're like, you stop...
Yeah, like, forever, I've been nervous about going bald. Mm-hmm. That was a thing. I think
But now
every
I feel
guy,
like it's cool to go bald. Like, you shave your head and it's fine.
So...
Yeah, and because it happens to guys. So they made it cool and now it's cool. Right, and you
now
guys
it's
are
fucking
done.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
And, like, guys look cool bald.
Yeah, of course.
And, of
guys.
Course, I have all my hair. So, like... Thankful for that, but at least now, obviously, being bald is cool. So
right, of course.
I can never follow the trend. Like, I can't.
Yeah, but that's what happens when it happens to a guy is we make it turns cool and it's
right.
over in 2 minutes and, you know.
Right.
You know?
Well, for certain guys. You know, mm-hmm. you have to be like a Bruce Willis to look cool as a bald guy, you know?
Well, I think now that's like the thing. And
I know.
It's, you know, yeah.
Okay. So also, I think we think about like having big bellies, like. That's something to be self-conscious about and watch.
Yeah, like the beer gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But of course, like to your point, 2 years ago, like the dad belly was a cool thing.
Well, right? I just remember one time when we were first dating and we were watching a movie or something and I remember, and you're not this, I mean, you're so different now, but I just remember saying something about the girl and her being overweight or whatever. And I was like, well, the guy was overweight too. And you were like, oh, no. Well, that was just the guy belly. That's okay. Like, you were like, the belly's okay, like, because, you know, guys expected to have that once they're, like, 40. But yeah. So it was, like, a total double standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I guess that's normal for – I mean, like, because I remember seeing the a picture of Matt Damon, like – you know, he's all buff and built, you know, for all mm-hmm. of his movies. And all of a sudden he's on the beach with a dad belly. Mm-hmm. And now it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so all of a sudden it becomes.
I think it's easier for you guys to hide that too.
Okay. So also self-conscious about being a guy, like being too short. I've always had that.
Okay.
In me. Like, yeah. I'm not short, but I'm not tall. Like, I'm
You're
not.
5'8".
Yeah. And an eighth.
Right.
So, like, you know, I was always, you know, somewhat shorter than most of my friends, mm-hmm. taller than some of them, you know, so I'm kind of in the lower middle of that area. Right. So that was always a thing for me. And then what do guys think about, you know, how big is their penis?
Okay.
Okay, so that's a thing, right. too.
And locker rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to worry about that kind of stuff, too.
Right.
Like, you know.
But you don't, I mean, how many people actually see your penis? Not many.
I mean, now, I mean, nobody.
No, but what I'm saying is throughout life, like, you know,
very
you don't,
little.
Like, no guy ever has to see it.
Well, don't forget, I was in boarding high school.
Right.
And our shower was a four-spout shower, one room, no dividers. So mm-hmm. it was just four guys at a time in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. Like, I didn't care that much. Like, but it's a thing.
I mean,
that
do, and do guys, like, look down and peek? Like, do you,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah
what
yeah.
about a urinal if you're like peeing next to somebody?
No.
Over, like,
no.
Really?
You
like never
that.
Like
nope.
just quick glance?
Nope.
If
no.
you're like, I
you
wonder, like you and your friend go in and you're
no,
always
but,
like, I wonder who has a bigger penis.
No, not at all. Oh. But this was back in high school. So you have to think about that too. Because you're competitive. You're trying to mm-hmm. establish yourself as a person, as a man. Like, mm-hmm. so this was when you're 17, 16, not when you're 40 years
well,
old.
Establishing yourself as a man has to do with penis size?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Are you kidding? What okay. makes you more of a man than your size of your penis?
I mean.
okay. No, but so. All right. So what can men feel self-conscious about? Those are my
okay,
kind of
right.
thoughts.
Right. Like a three list of three things.
Yeah. Like.
And I could probably, you know.
Right.
We could have a scroll of mine.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And it's, you know, and it is true because, like, first of all, the day you've never, like, once ever been to be like, does this outfit make me look fat? You know, like, you're never, like, we're never going. Sometimes if we go out, you'll be
well,
like,
I
does
asked
this
you this
look
morning
okay?
If my shirt looked too small on me.
Oh, yeah, like when you're like, to look too small. My chest too big for this.
I did push ups today. Is this shirt too small?
Yeah,
now?
Exactly. no, I think I would like just once love you to be like, I would love you to have a fat moment and it will never happen.
Yeah, but why would you want that for me as your husband?
Because I want you to know what I go through. That's why. I want you to realize like, you know, that it's hard and it's a lot. And, you know, not that I think I'm fat. I certainly think I, you know, my weight fluctuates a lot and it's a daily struggle for me. And, you know, I've definitely been all over the place, as I've said before. But like from the second I feel like as a girl, a lot of the times that you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, did I eat badly last night? What did I eat? And you're mad at yourself if you did. And if you didn't, you're happy. And, you know, you're stressed about getting dressed to go out. And like from the, like all day long, there's stuff that you're self-conscious about or you're worried about, or you're, you know, you're out with people and you want to get a dessert, but you're like, oh, is everybody else getting dessert? Nobody else is getting dessert. I'm not getting dessert. Like everything, you know, it's just a constant struggle. And I think that I'm sick of it, but I don't know what to do about it. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. And I think it's frustrating. And there was this sort of, when I, you know, when I put those side by side pictures, and I'm sort of like, listen, I'm not training for a marathon right now, but I'm certainly, in some ways, I feel like I might be even healthier than I was then a little bit. Like I'm definitely sleeping more. I'm not getting up, you know, at 5 a.m. to run every day. I'm not, you know, I was even like, I was socially smoking some then. Mm-hmm. I don't even do that anymore. Like I certainly, in some ways, I am healthier, but that's not what it's about. You know what I mean? We're not, it's about, you know,
Well, yeah, when you're walking around, people can't see that you're healthier. Because they're not doing those things.
Right. And right. I also think like when that, you know, when I was thin like that and I was fit like that, you know, I feel like people used to say to me like, oh my God, you have three kids. You look so great. Like it was definitely a topic of discussion. And a little bit now, like I'm sort of like, you know, no, I'm not thin, but I still work out. And I think I still like, you know, try to look good. And yes, it's the end of the summer and there's been a lot of eating or whatever.
You still work out a lot.
Yeah, I do. I run a lot, but not, certainly not like I was.
But no, we're both not doing the same like we used to.
Right. But the difference is that we're eating the same amount and you don't get fat and I do. So that's
right.
It's
not true.
Fuck you. It's so true.
It is not true.
Come on. Really? Are you really going to even go there?
Nope.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, you don't know what it is to, like, walk into a store and dread trying on clothes. It sucks. And you literally can order. You go on jcrew.com. You order your same pair of pants and your same shirt. They come. You know they're going to fit. And you're all good. Like, I can't even imagine that. But anyway, we'll stop there.
What's next?
Oh, but another thing I was going to say is, like, why don't guys have to wear makeup? Like why? And you, like, you get up in the morning and you look exactly the same. Maybe
no,
you look a little tired.
That's not true. We don't look the same. No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Close enough. Like I get up and I look like a monster. I do. Like my hair, like it's all crazy, and you know, my mascara and my eyeliner, like under my eyes.
Sometimes you wake up and I look at you and I laugh a little bit.
Right.
You do look a little disheveled.
Right. But it's more than disheveled.
But it's funny.
Like swollen and I'm like.
I don't know about that, but it's a little funny just with the hair and the tired looking. And,
right,
you know.
Right.
But that's it. But it's over in, you know, 20 minutes.
It's
and you're
like
back
in the show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. If anybody watches that, it's all about, you know, it takes place, I think it's in the 40s or the 50s. I don't remember the decade. And the mom gets up in the middle of the night, even after, you know, 35 years of marriage, she gets up in the middle of the night. And before her husband wakes up in the morning, she puts her full thing of makeup on, puts the rollers in her hair, does her hair, and then pretends that she's sleeping again so that he wakes up. She's in like full,
That's funny.
I can't even imagine that. Like, I don't even like, you know,
I don't think. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't look normal.
Okay, but you
normal.
Don't need to go through a whole transformation to, like, leave the house.
Well, I do. I have to shower.
It takes you 4 minutes.
I have to shave every other day. Mm. Like, I have to...
Come on.
I mean...
Come on. A little bit, like, I think it's... I'm sorry. I think it's...
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I don't think we look normal when we wake up.
I wonder if I think probably most women out there, you know, if you're married to a man, I think that you could probably say like it's some crazy shit that like they can get up and, you know, get out of bed and, you know, not have to do all the stuff that we have to do.
All right. Let's move on to the next questions. We're all right. So what's next?
When we put out our episode, our Would You Rather episode, mm-hmm. I, on an Instagram story, I asked lights on or lights off
okay.
in the bedroom, you know, when you're having sex. And what percentage of women did you think said lights off?
75.
Yeah. Wow. 77%.
I'm good at these.
Said lights off. And, you know, a little bit. And I was sort of in there, too. I mean, you know, I prefer the lights off. Sometimes it's because the room is spinning because I'm so drunk. And I don't want... But other times it's because, you know, I'm self-conscious. So, I mean, I'm sure there are times when we have sex. I don't know if we have like morning sex or whatever. It's only so dark. But but certainly I'm way concerned about my body and my stomach and my rolls and my drooping boobs and all that stuff. And I think that we're worried about what you're thinking. So I guess on behalf of men, would you like to, you know, kind of...
Like what are guys thinking, like, during sex?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, are you like, oh my God, look at her stomach and her boobs are droopy and her, you know, her tush is shaken and her, you know, like, are you, like, thinking to yourself that, like, we look bad?
Well, again, typically we have sex in the dark, so there's not a lot of, like, visual things going on.
Okay, so I don't know if you feel it. Are you like, oh God, ew?
No. Again, this is not something that guys talk about or get together and discuss. I never.
You better not talk about my roles with your friends. Fuck that.
But to be honest, no, because I mean, like, during sex, like, dopamine's just fucking take over and everything is blissful and I love everything about it. And your boobs aren't drooping. I'm holding them like up to your neck. Like,
okay, we can cross this off the list of ones my parents can.
Yeah. So no, none of that is even a thought. Like, I'm like loving every minute of touching you and feeling you.
And do you think probably that most men are feeling that? Like, do you feel like we're like, as women, are we just, we're wasting our time concentrating on that?
Oh,
like,
my
we
God.
Should more be like,
oh, just
concentrating
the
on the fact that, yeah, like, we are just having sex and we're going to forget about all that because we're making you feel good.
I've never even had that thought, like, during sex.
Really?
Like, oh, no. Yeah, I just don't think that's a thing. Like, I'm not.
Okay. And I think that the reason why we have the lights off, listen, we're not worried about the fucking electric bill. I think we're worried about, you know,
yeah,
our,
like,
husbands seeing this,
concern,
you know?
Of yours.
So, I think it's our own thing, and it's because of all this pressure put on us.
But doesn't that ruin it for you a little bit?
Sure, like, a little bit.
Fucking stop. Who cares?
Okay, yes, that's very easy for you to say. But, you know, when you're, you know, bombarded with social media pictures of, you know, women in bathing suits and flat stomachs and six packs and this and that, and, like, you're, you know, a mom of however many kids, or, you know, any, like, old, getting older and aging and gravity's taking over, there's no way you're not going to think about it. You know, I was thinner when we met or whatever, and I go up and down and weight, and, you know, I certainly feel like I'm being judged if I gain weight.
100%. By who?
By you, by everybody.
Really? Do I ever make you feel judged about being, like, gaining weight?
I mean, no, maybe it's my own thing.
Yeah.
But no, I feel it. I'm not saying whether it's you or not, but I said I feel it.
No,
I'm
you
not...
just said you felt it was me judging you.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Oh.
But, you know, but it might be my own self-consciousness. Well, I don't know. Depends.
Okay.
And I think a lot of women feel like that. You know, it's hard. It's very hard.
Okay.
All right, so if we're going to change this a little bit, what is the best compliment you could ever get from someone about your physical appearance? Hmm. Like, if someone was going to, I want everyone who's at home or in their cars, also think about this for a second. If you were going to get a compliment about your physical appearance,
mm-hmm.
what would you want it to be?
I was always self-conscious about my height and how I present myself, and I was always working out and, mm-hmm. you know, doing everything to make sure I present myself in a way that makes me seem, I guess, bigger than I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to always make sure that was a thing that was portrayed about me.
Okay.
And that would make me feel confident.
So you want somebody to be like, dude, you're big.
No, I don't want that. Like, that's not even it.
Okay. All right, what about as far as your personality? Like, what would you want people, if you could have, if someone came up to you and gave you a compliment about, or not just personality, just anything other than your physical appearance, what would you want it to be? Like, what would be your ultimate compliment?
I think it almost relates to the same thing as my physical thing, where I want to be able to, like, to present myself with confidence, that I'm knowledgeable in whatever I say, and that, like, people can walk away saying, okay, I get what he said. Like, it makes sense. It was very smart. I understand. Like, good conversation kind of thing. Because I can totally, as you know, come across as a complete asshole to anybody that I ever meet. If you can relate to anybody in a show, a TV show, or a movie, or anything.
You're going to put me on the spot.
No, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so for me, listen, everybody, I'm not...
You've said this already.
Yeah, I did. I choose Dexter. I'm not a serial killer. I don't want to kill anybody, but I share that same emotion of, I just don't care. I don't have feelings towards people.
I can attest to this.
I don't want to meet anybody new. I don't want to... And I'm not an asshole. I lack that ability. I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, put me in a room with like 20 guys and 20 girls that I've never met before, and I'm gonna curl up in the corner and just. So the best compliment I can have is just to come across
like as personable, being
confident, personable, knowledgeable. Like, I want to walk away from a conversation where, like, wow, dude, that guy knows what he's talking about.
You want someone to hold up an Adam for president sign?
No.
Oh, okay.
President? Fuck that. No way.
Okay. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
I like it. And what is the best compliment I could give you as your wife?
That I satisfy you in every way possible.
You're talking, like, even out of the bedroom.
Oh my God, get your head out of the fucking gutter.
Oh, so you weren't talking about in the bedroom.
No, that the best compliment you could ever give me is that I satisfy your every need.
So you're not emotional, you have no heart, you don't have feelings, but okay. You think I'm going to say that you satisfy my every need.
But I have those things for you.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yes, yes. Do you satisfy my every need?
No, of course not.
That would be boring.
I'm not asking you if I do.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, well, that's sweet. That's very sweet.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a very sweet answer.
All right, good.
Yeah, try harder. It'll happen. No, that's a very sweet answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be, that would totally be my best compliment that you could give me.
Aw,
because
that's sweet.
Yeah, I want to be able to do that.
Well, you satisfy many of my needs.
leave it at that.
Yeah, but that's true. The dogs.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Wait, okay. I'm answering everything here.
Wasn't that always how it goes?
No. Did you answer Billy, these questions or not?
Billy.
All right, we shut the dogs up. Okay, so let's get back to this. All right, let's have you answer these questions. So what do you think is the best physical compliment you could receive?
Well, I think that this has changed over time for me. As much as I worry about what other people think of how I look, as I get older, I like my curves and I like my body and I'm okay with my C-section scars and I don't need to flatten. Like, I'm okay with that. But do I like to feel a little bit more fit and I feel a lot better when I'm working out and stuff? Definitely. But sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, okay, other people are probably going to think I look a little heavy, but I kind of think I look good. And I think that sometimes I'm harder on myself, not because I don't like the way I look.
I'm surprised.
But because I think other people aren't going to like the way I look.
Wow. I'm surprised you feel that way.
Like, I'm curvy. I'm a woman. I'm a mom of three. I have curves. I have, there's more to me, but I'm not. I like my body and I like my curves and I'm okay with it. But, but listen, I'm flabbier in some ways than I was because I had three C-sections, and no matter how many crunches I do, I'm never going to have muscles in my stomach. It's not going to happen unless I have a tummy tuck. And you're telling me not to get a tummy tuck. So it's going to be the way it is.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I just, I sometimes am more, I think, harder on myself because not because I don't like the way I look, because I think other people are going to judge me. Hmm. So I think my best compliment could be for somebody, just like when I was thinner and someone came up to me and was like, wow, you're a mom of three. You look great. I mean, I think that I would love somebody to be like, you know what? Yeah, you gained some weight, but you still look awesome. You still look beautiful. Uh-huh. And I think that would be my best compliment.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. What do you think about your personality? If somebody could say to you whatever you would like your, you know, to be the best compliment.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's kind of easy. That I'm fun to be around. That I'm funny. That I can make somebody feel good in a bad situation and make somebody laugh when they're feeling down. And then I'm someone you could tell absolutely anything to, and I'll just be like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
or I will, you know, like, yeah. And I won't judge, and that I'm the most, you know, that I'll accept you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I would be the best for me.
You also asked me.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Oh, Jesus, more? Okay. Keep going.
Can I talk a little bit more?
Yeah, please.
The best compliment you could give me. I would think that it would be that physically and personality-wise that I'm getting better with age, that even though I'm getting older, you know, like there's that whole like anti-aging thing, the anti-aging creams and all that shit. I hate that fucking anti-aging.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But I just hate the term. I hate it.
Right.
Like, why are we trying to stop aging? Like, I think like as a woman, I don't know. I'm like, bring it on. Like, I like that I'm older and wiser and know more about the world and like, fuck the anti-aging. Let's go. And I think that for me, it would be for you to be like, you know, there's the guys who are sort of like looking at the girls in their 20s and having a little bit of a midlife crisis of, wow, I wish I could have that again. But to know that you were like, you know what? Fine, you're 40 and you're better than ever. Like, that to me would be like the best.
I mean, you're talking like you're 80.
Well, when we were 20, it sounded like 80, 40, yeah. You know? So now that you're 40, it doesn't sound old. But when you're in your 20s, it sounds a little old.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that would be huge. And, you know, that same kind of thing that, you know, that I'm still sexy even with the extra weight and, you know, that you're still totally attracted to me no matter mm-hmm. what I weigh. So there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. You've gone completely out of order on my list, so I have no idea where we are, what we're talking about now. All right, so you also asked, what do you think I'm most self-conscious of? You.
Okay.
If I was to say what you are most self-conscious of.
Oh, what you think I'm most self-conscious of.
But we've already answered this. Your weight and...
Yeah, and you said the same thing.
My weight?
No, that you think I'm most self-conscious of my weight.
I think you're most self-conscious about your weight. Yes. Right. Okay, so we don't have to go back into that. Right?
Okay.
Oh,
wait, we didn't do... what do you think my best physical feature is? Did we do that?
No.
Okay.
We didn't do that.
And if you could think about your spouse at home, like what, you know, what would be, you know, what if you're thinking about your spouse first, what is their best physical feature and what is their best personality feature? Second of all, go tell them, right? When you're done listening to this, text them, call them, tell them. So that's the first part.
Yeah. Even if it's for your husband, let the guy know too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's not just about making women feel good. Men need to feel good too.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. The fucking memes that are out there about how men are shitty and
memes I make are about you. So
yeah, but they're not true. So
no, they're, well,
yeah. All right. All right. So what do I think my best? What do I think your best physical features are? Boobs. I love them. Boobs.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun. They're perky.
Yeah, like perky. I said, I'm big everywhere.
They used to be perky.
Yeah, they're not perky.
No, but to be honest, my real one is that your face is so pretty.
Really?
Your best physical feature is
when
your face.
I have makeup on.
No. Are you wearing makeup now?
God, no.
Right. And I just think you're...
Unless it's from yesterday.
So you're... No, you have a natural beauty that I love, and that's what I was attracted to initially.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah.
And so your best physical feature is your whole like being of your
face and your. Is that because of my body so fat that you have to concentrate on my
face? I can't even look at your body because it's so fat. So I have to look at your face and pick something.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm fat, but I have a good personality. No. Okay. Go ahead. No.
I'm looking at all of the things that are orbiting you because you have your own gravitational pull.
Y'all, mama is. Okay. Yeah. Did we have anything else? Do we have any other questions?
You asked me what your best personality traits are too.
Oh, you. Care about my personality?
No, but I had to answer something.
Okay. I thought that your answer for my physical features was going to be that I have a good personality.
Right. No. All right. To get like serious here on Marita Martinez for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Your best personality traits. I feel like I can always come to you for what I feel is the real deal advice. Like, I come to you for... Because I believe in everything that you say. I trust everything that you say.
Wait, you need to be more specific. You come to me for advice?
I come to you for advice. I come to you for
what?
I don't have specifics in front of me. I didn't write that down.
Should I have a margarita or should I have bourbon?
Right.
Wait, what?
No. I just feel like you have this, like, weird natural gift where you just know the right thing to say.
Holy shit. Is that the right thing to say?
And I think that's really rare. Like,
wow.
Aww. And that you just love unconditionally.
You're gonna get laid tonight so hard.
Like, no matter what. And for whatever you love unconditionally. That's me.
Aww. Because
you love me unconditionally.
Well, I mean, fucking A, dude.
Okay. Now we're back from being emotional and real on Marita Martinez because I had to throw that in there.
Okay.
That's my answer for that. Okay. So, yeah. So I really, like, believe in, what you say to me and like mm-hmm. how you respond to things I say to you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Now you go.
Well, I said that your best feature physically. So obviously, Adam's eyes have always been, your whole life, you've been like known by your eyes.
Right.
He has these deep green eyes with these very long lashes. It's so fucking annoying.
Until I was 12, everybody thought I was a girl.
Right. You have these gorgeous eyes and, luckily our girl got them because if she didn't, I would have been, upset because it's always been with you, your eyes. And, I have no lashes whatsoever and boring eyes. And, but for me, that's not even it. Like, I feel like I'm not even, they're gorgeous, but, I think that for me, it's more just like when I see you like walk into the room, I don't know, like your whole presence. I'm like, so like, I don't know, like still after all this time, when you walk into a room, I'm like, damn.
Really?
Yeah. Like he's
damn?
Super good looking.
Wow,
yeah. 100%.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like, so I can't even break it down. I think
like tall.
Totally. I'm like, holy shit, he's going to hit his head on the fucking ceiling. No, but I'm like, when you walk in, I can't even break it down. I just know when you walk in sometimes, I'm like, holy shit, that's my fucking husband.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm like, hells yeah.
Wow.
I better lose some weight.
I like that.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that's how I like really feel. Like sometimes like, like that first night we met and you went to the bathroom and you walked back from the bathroom and I was like, God, like, damn, I love him.
Wow.
And I still get like that.
I like
that. Yeah, like, I can't even break it down. Like, yeah, everyone knows you for your eyes, and you have gorgeous eyes and all that. But that's what you're known for. But for me, it's like, you walk in, and I'm like, God, he's an asshole, but he's fucking cute.
So, I'll take that.
Yeah. And your personality,
come on, we can go on forever. Everybody turn the volume up.
Yeah, no.
Sit back and relax. We're going to go for a
one
long time.
One time, you were super sweet. There was this one time in 2003.
Right.
Where you were really. No, you're so fun. Yeah, you keep my life adventurous. You keep the excitement going.
I'm fun. That's my personality trait.
Oh, shit. What should it be?
I don't know.
What do you want me to say? Like, you're. Like, what do you want?
Know.
What did you want me to say?
What was your answer? What a sweet romantic I am.
Oh, come on. Or... Come on. You're neither sweet nor romantic. No. Oh, and here's another question. Do you think that you compliment me enough?
I think...
And at home, do you think your spouse compliments you enough, and do you think you compliment them enough?
I think I compliment you way more than I get credit for. Guys.
Here's your compliment. Okay. Ready for your compliment?
No. Guys, ready? Mm-mm. Give your wife a compliment. Say something like, wow, you look really pretty in that dress. Oh, I feel so fat in this dress. Okay, so that was just like gone. Like that didn't even take.
Because I feel like your compliment, right. I come downstairs and I'm like, do I look okay in this outfit? You're like, yeah, fine. You look good.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, sure. No.
Just before I said to you last night, I'm like, so did I look super fat last night when we went out for dinner?
Well, I said not super fat.
And you were like, no, not at all. Like, I have to like, I feel like I'm fishing for compliments a lot.
Well, because it's so hard. Like, to give a woman a compliment is the hardest thing. Like,
maybe you're doing it wrong.
No, there's no right way.
Like, if you were legitimately like, oh my God, I want to fucking rip your clothes off right now. Okay. I would not be like, feel so fat. I'd be like, okay, that's for real.
Right. So the third time that happened, you'd be like, ugh, same fucking answer again. Like,
well, there you would change
never,
it up.
No, there's never satisfying any kind of question like that. You women cannot be satisfied with a question like that ever. Okay. And if you are once, the second time couldn't happen again. Like, forget it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're asking for too much.
I mean, I kind of get it. All right. Pick up lines. Just because I thought it'd be fun.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Like now?
I mean, like, do you remember any from when you, like stupid, cheesy pickup lines like that we used to talk? Because I know my favorite.
Well, first of all, we met at like...
No, 17. I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying, like, those stupid, cheesy pickup lines.
I never use pickup lines.
I know that, but sometimes people make fun. Like, my favorite one ever is, like, your mom must be a beaver, because damn.
Oh, I didn't know we were going there.
Yeah, like, fun, that's my favorite. Like, my friends used to walk into the room, and I used to be like...
All right, fine. I have one that I think is really good.
Okay.
Ready? Guys, if you're ever like meeting like a girl for the first time, or like this is the one you use. Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. Let's keep things juvenile.
Oh God. Oh Lord.
That's the only one I got.
You need to explain the backstory of that.
All right, so I'm not going to bore everybody with the details, but that was the night that we first met in New York, and you asked me to stay over in your apartment, and. I wanted.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're missing a lot of stuff.
I didn't want to bore
everybody.
We had
been out all night. We had met through JDate, a website.
We did dating this already. No?
No, we did not.
Okay.
But anyway, we were out until like 3 in the morning, and you were going to go home on a train.
Right.
To New Jersey from New York. And I was like, you're not going home on a 3 in the morning train. Come back. You sleep at my apartment. And we get back to the apartment, and you said to me, let's keep things juvenile, meaning like keep your hands off me.
Right.
Okay.
Because I respected you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that
it was just the funniest thing ever.
A terrible line.
Mr. Casanova was saying to me.
I don't have pickup
lines. I was like, oh my God, do I look fat? Is that why he was wondering?
I never used pickup lines. Like, I never did that. So I don't have
those.
That
wasn't a pickup line, was it?
No, it wasn't a pickup line, but it was like.
But yet, when we were in high school, you never put the moves on me either. Yeah. So I'm sort of like, maybe he just was like. Well, she might make a good wife, but she's not that hot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. What kind of wife would you be? Mm-hmm. I have some bonus questions for you.
Ooh, I like it.
You don't even know about this.
Oh my God, you're interested.
You were
in
not
me.
Prepped.
Holy shit! Is this like is this like speed dating?
Yeah, exactly.
Speed dating.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do to release yourself from being frustrated or angry or shit that's going on throughout the day? Oh boy, kids and dogs. All right, you're experiencing it all here. All right, so what's your release? What do you do
during the day?
Like, yeah, any day you're just feeling like, fuck, life sucks. What do you
do? I get under the covers and I nap.
Okay.
No, I listen. Like I said, if I can get the will to work out, I feel so much better.
Right.
There are plenty of days when I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to take a nap. Okay. You know, like, I probably am like, if I'm feeling like that, I probably like text my sister or one of my best friends. Like, that's mm-hmm. to me is like my woman connection, as yeah. much as I love you. Wait, like,
no, you need to speak to your sister.
I mean, my sister is, you know, my lifeline. But right. But also, you know, I have a bunch of friends who I'm like, you know, if I'm feeling like that and I can text them and we laugh, and then I'm like, okay, I have a whole tribe here who's like right. all good. Okay. Or I go on Instagram and I chat with our, you know, people on Instagram, mm-hmm. our community, and that makes me feel super good. But I need some kind of human interaction, or I need to nap. It's one or the other. It's either I'm alone in the bed with my dogs, mm-hmm. or I'm, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Mm-hmm. So you watch all these shows about, I don't know, sensuality and sexuality.
What?
And, I don't know. These shows you watch, I don't even know what they are. Okay. Watching these shows, does it give you something that you can't get from us? From me, from the kids, from life?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, what?
I mean, romance. I'm sorry, but it's true, yes.
All right, explain. What like kind of romance?
Like a deep sense of romance. Like what? A real romance.
A real scripted romance. That's what you're looking for.
You asked me a question and I'm answering it. Yes.
So somebody spent 3 years writing a script, but that's real.
You just asked me a fucking question and now you're mad at me for giving you the answer. Yes, I feel like some of these things, I watch it. Like when I watch Outlander, I'm legitimately like, yeah, I mean, listen, you have one life. I would love to have that kind of, like, we have a wonderful relationship, like an amazing relationship.
Okay.
But, you know, it's real. It's for sure real. It's fucking reality.
Yeah, it's real.
You know, I like to get lost in that.
Just sure.
romance, yeah, that course. You
that's
know.
That's why I asked, because I know.
Right. Yeah. That it's, yeah, sure.
Right.
I do.
Okay. What would you do differently to make yourself completely happy?
Oh, God. That's such a loaded question.
I know.
What would I do for myself?
Yeah. So what would you do?
That's too many levels.
I mean, can answer it?
Yeah, because it's too general. I can't, you know, what would I do? I in a lot of ways, I am happy. It's more of my...
No, what would you do differently?
Saying is that it's more of my concern of how I'm perceived. Maybe I would get rid of all the idea of, you know, being judged by the outside world, like not caring about that at all. If someone could remove that from me, mm-hmm. that I'm not worried about what everyone else is going to think, I think I'd be completely happy.
Okay. That's a good answer.
That and, you know, to know for sure that my kids were going to be okay.
Well, okay.
Those two things.
Fine.
You know, I worry about, I'm up at night every night sure. thinking about my kids because they all have their shit and they all have their problems. Of course. And so I worry about them. But okay. Yes, if I could get rid of the idea of what I'm worried about with other people judging me, I think I'd be much happier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So on the opposite end of that, mm-hmm. what could we do differently that would make you completely happy and content? Me, the kids, what could we do differently?
God, that's a loaded question too.
I got good questions here.
I mean, they're loaded though. And this is, yeah, this could be a whole, that question alone could be a whole episode.
Sure.
That might be a good episode.
Okay.
What would I do differently?
No, what could we do differently? What could I do differently? What could the kids do differently? In retrospect.
Be more in the moment. Enough of this losing ourselves in electronics. Like, actually be in the moment. Have more experiences together.
Like what? Like, all right, so they put their iPad down and they're like, okay.
And
we're
talk,
ready.
And
go.
We really talk, and we're not exhausted, and we're not like, be on your iPads because we're out to dinner and we don't want you to.
We're always exhausted, and we're always, life happens.
But you're asking me, I think, if I had the drive to say to them, listen, we're going to have a family meal mm-hmm. at a restaurant, you're not on your electronics, we're all going to talk.
About what?
our days, our, you know, problems, our issues, our, you know, like a 1950s, like, sit-down dinner. But
a 1950s sit-down dinner.
But, so we're, but where people can, like, you know, like, tell who they are and, like, come out and shit. Like, you're all sitting around sans electronics, but you're, like, accepting and liberal and, okay, you know, all that stuff. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That was good.
That was a few bonus questions.
No, I'm super impressed with you.
Yeah. I think we really need to, like, take this one up to the next level and, like, do an episode about, like, I don't know, you know, men's bodies, women's bodies, like...
Well, didn't we just kind of do that, or
we
no?
We did, but I think there's so much more to get into. Like, this was more about, like, being positive about yourself.
Are you saying that there's
yourself.
So much to my body that you haven't been able to, like, that there's
I'm
so
still
many
discovering all of your body.
And yeah. parts and...
Okay, I'm like an archaeologist. Yeah, I'm, like, digging
yes,
for more.
Yes. I think I need an archaeologist to explore my body. I get that.
All right,
but so, that means that I've had a lot of history and I've done a lot of...
let's call this one part one.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
part two,
listen.
We'll do in a couple of weeks or something.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
I like it.
It's long enough that we can't keep going, but...
Yeah, people are going to get bored with
yeah.
us. I don't want anybody to get bored with us. That's my problem. Let's not get bored.
We have so much more fun stuff to talk about.
Always, but we need guests.
Oh, how do you do that?
I'm not sure. We're figuring it out.
Anybody want to talk?
See, I feel like there are a lot of people who would guest star, but I feel like there are also people who don't want to be associated with us.
Right. But if you do, let us know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please.
We'll Skype you in. We'll talk.
Absolutely.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
We need our first interview. All right.
Yeah, and we need different types of marriages. Like, we only represent one type of marriage. I want all different types of marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want to, you know, see what's going to happen with my second husband.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Yeah. So, good luck to
or
you.
Or second wife or wife. Whatever.
Good luck to you.
Whatever happens.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Have fun with that. yeah. So, let's say goodbye. Let's call this again part one, part two coming at a later time.
Okay.
And again, you know, check us out on iTunes, which hopefully you're listening to on. If you haven't, please rate and review us.
Or Spotify, Stitcher.
Now yeah, we are on Stitcher now. So
podcast
for all you
app.
Android users, we're Google Play is still figuring out their problems, but
okay.
we're getting out there slowly. Mm-hmm. We are on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and there's a few other apps that you
and
can join download.
Join our Instagram community. We're having so much
yeah.
fun there.
And engage, because she's having so much fun with that. Like,
yeah,
she's,
we're having Danielle's, a good time.
Yeah, she's talking
I'm
back
up at,
and forth
it's so bad.
All day.
It's so bad. I'm up at 2 in the morning. Like, I should be sleeping right now, but I want to respond to these people so badly because it's so cool.
Right, right.
So I have a dilemma.
Okay. All right. Well, so check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Marriage and Martinis, all over the place. And
oh, and we're sending out mugs. If you want a mug, hit us up. Yeah. Send me a private message.
If you want a Marriage and Martinis mug, it's mm-hmm. the hottest thing going right now.
Mm-hmm. Send me a message.
Let us know.
Yeah,
we'll send you
send
one.
Send me a message on Instagram or
no
Facebook or
charge.
marriageandmartini@gmail.com, and we will send you one, like, just as a thank you
yeah.
for listening, because
we're
so
charge.
Psyched.
Don't even have to pay a thing.
And
no
we
shipping?
Love our coffee.
Oh, God.
We
yeah.
love our coffee.
Yeah, you pay for the coffee. We pay for the mug.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but get some good coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.